I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rob Dowster joins us from NBC Sports College Hoops Talk. He's back on the bench. How you doing, Rob?
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Chilling. So how much do you think that this Hunter injury changes that Virginia team?
I'm kind of torn on this, right? So I think it's a big loss because he's a guy that provides something that, Virginia doesn't really have anywhere else. Like, he can kind of play that small ball four role for them. He might be their best go-to scorer, guy that you can kind of give the rock to and just say, go get me a bucket or go get fouled. And I think it's valuable to have that. But he's also a guy that comes off the bench for him. He's also a guy that's a redshirt freshman on a team that is built around being a bunch of veterans and being a group of guys that have been through these wars for years and years and years and years. So it hurts. There's no doubt about it that it hurts. Just how much it hurts is a question that I don't really have an answer to at this point, and that I don't think we're going to get an answer to until we see where they kind of end up losing or winning in the NCAA tournament.
So I saw your bracket, and you still – believe in him. Obviously, you did this before he got injured. Are you still on Virginia to go to the Final Four?
I'm not sure yet. I think so, but I haven't fully thought about it yet. But I think they can still get there. The biggest question for me is whether or not they can still get past Arizona. I still think that they can get Cincinnati. You know, I'll never pick a team to out Virginia. You know, you can't do what Tony Bennett does better than him, and I think that's what Cincinnati's going to try to do. But whether or not they can beat DeAndre Ayton in Arizona is something that I need to think about, and I think they can. You know, I think that they will, but it's definitely more of something that's up in the air than it was, I guess, 6 hours ago before this news came out.
Rob Dowster with us, NBC, on the bench. You know, I like your brackets a lot. I think that it makes a lot of sense to me that West, that you have Gonzaga and Michigan. I believe that all that is, you know, more than likely going to come to fruition, that Michigan will play North Carolina. I think they could lose that game, obviously. But I'm telling you, you have Michigan going. I think, personally, that I think Michigan's a very good defensive team. I like the way they play D, but I really am not sold on them completely on the offensive end. I think they can have bad shooting games, and in the NCAA tournament, a bad shooting game means you go home. So you just can't afford to have it. I just think that the best team, believe it or not, I'm with you on that, is Gonzaga. I think they're a more complete team, that they've proven they've done it and everything else. Do you think they could be, even though you have Michigan, do you think Gonzaga could actually come out of that because of the reasoning I'm giving you?
Yeah, I'm still torn. Like, that's the bracket that they had me file for NBC Sports. But what I'm going to file in the things that actually where I'm going to be investing money in bracket for, I have not made a full decision yet. So here's my thing.
So this is your liar bracket.
No. So that's the way that I'm leaning right now, right? But what it comes down to is that most of the decisions that I've made in that bracket are done and dusted. Like, I made them. I knew I was going to make them all along. It's something I've been thinking about for a while. But the problem is with that West bracket is I just don't see very much difference at all between Xavier, Gonzaga, Michigan, and North Carolina. I think Xavier is more of a two seed than I know they're the one seed, but they're the last one. And I think if you look at the difference between the three teams that were above them, and maybe put Duke in that conversation and then look at Xavier, I think that they are more of a two seed than they are a one seed in terms of who they are as a team.
I'm with you.
North Carolina's right there. rightly seated as a two seed. I think Michigan, in terms of what they're able to do, is kind of in that 2-3 range. And then Gonzaga, in my mind, is a top 10 team, a team that's good enough to be a two seed. So I'm just looking at that. And in my mind, like when I kind of, if I put this together in terms of who I thought were the best teams, like those teams might be like 6, 7, 8, 9 for me if I'm going to go out and do like power rankings, right? So it's hard for me to sit there and figure out, okay, who's going to win? How is this all going to play out? And the other part of it, they all have great coaches, you know? So like John Beilein to me is a guy you always pick in the NCAA tournament because he always makes a run. Roy Williams always makes a run in the tournament. Chris Mack, to me, is one of the top 10 coaches in America. And Mark Few, like, come on, man, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So you can't pick against one of the teams. You can't pick against one of the coaches. So, I mean, what do we do? Do we dive into matchups? Do we say, I trust Trayvon Blewett to get it done? Do we say Xavier Simpson can erase any point guard that you see? Do you bet on the fact that North Carolina has, like, decades of experience at this point playing in tournament games? Do you say that, okay, let's look at this. Carolina's been in big games. There's nothing that's going to surprise them. Is that what you bet on? I don't know. So it's I can't figure out that bracket. And for my money, whoever figures that out, like in whatever bracket pool you're in, whoever gets that bracket right is going to be the guy that ends up winning your bracket pool.
You're probably right. Rob Dowster with us, NBC. You have Nova and Duke in the East and Midwest getting there. So obviously, at some point or another, you believed in Purdue until they ran into Texas Tech. And I like your Villanova-West Virginia matchup. Why do you think Villanova will beat West Virginia at the end of the day?
Because I just think that that's the worst team that West Virginia could play. Like, what West Virginia does with the way that they press is kind of rely on other teams to make mistakes, right? That's what pressure does. You're trying to get these guys sped up. You're trying to get them to force turnovers. You're trying to get them to do something and get them uncomfortable and play a way they don't want to play. There is absolutely no way that you are going to speed up Jalen Brunson. You're not going to get him uncomfortable. You're not going to make him turn the ball over. You're not going to put him in a situation that he's not fine with and prepared for. He's basically like a 40-year-old man playing basketball in a 21-year-old McDonald's All-American's body. So I just think that that is an absolutely dreadful matchup for West Virginia. The one that where I'm worried about Villanova losing is to Alabama in the second round, if Alabama can get past Virginia Tech. Because the way that you beat Villanova is you defend their threes, you run them off the three-point line, and you have a point guard who is a dynamic playmaker that can make plays off the bounce, that can operate in ball screen actions, and then go and get you 30 points.
And that's Sexton.
Look at the teams, yeah, if you look at them, at what they've done throughout the year, the losses they've had, that's what's happened. That's what all those losses have in common. Colin Sexton is a monster, right? But Alabama is also a top 15 team in defensive efficiency, and they're top 20 nationally in defensive three-point percentage. So they're really good defensively. They could chase you off the three-point line, and they got a guard that can go out and get you a bucket every single time he touches the ball. So that is a matchup, to me, that is a little bit worrisome.
So let me ask you lastly you have Duke, as I mentioned. You have Michigan State losing to them in the regional finals. You don't buy Michigan State enough with all that size and depth and talent that they have to get out of that thing.
I mean, I buy Michigan State, but I just think that Duke is the best team in the country. And I think that with the way that Duke is playing the zone now, I just can't see them losing to a Michigan State team that doesn't have the kind of passing in the front line that you need. Like, the reason that Duke got lit up by North Carolina in that 2-3 zone is because Theo Pinson and Luke May are the ideal big men to have when playing against a 2-3 zone. And the way that they could pass, that's just not how Michigan State's big men pass. So that's the concern for me, is that it's just not a good matchup against Duke's zone, more so than the fact that I'm not on Michigan State. I think Michigan State is really, really good. And if they had ended up being 3, let's say that Michigan and Michigan State switch spots, I think I probably have Michigan State coming out of that region, out of the West. But I just don't see them being able to beat this Duke team the way this Duke team is playing.
Are you going to any games?
I'll be in Boston for the regionals and San Antonio for the Final Four. I don't go anywhere. It's principled that you got to sit at home and be able to watch that first weekend of games from the couch. If you go to work, then you got to call in sick. So that's just the way that I'll view it.
I should be in Las Vegas, and I'll just leave it at that. So anyway,
okay, that's the one acceptable way. Not if you're in Las Vegas,
that's true. All right, Rob, always good, man.
Always a pleasure, man. We're catching up with you.
All right, Rob Dowster of NBC Sports College Hoops Talk.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.